Butterfly is just trying to scare us. It's working.
I summoned my courage to keep going, though. As if we were routinely practice this march, the entire group, all 100,000 of us, stopped on a dime without disrupting our chant. The wave of demonstrators then began to fan out across the street, completely encompassing every inch of the headquarters entrance. With fists and signs raised into the air, everyone continued screaming our battle cry into the sky.
Butterfly, fly away! Butterfly, fly away!
And I was right there with them, smiling and pumping my arm up high above my head. It was an adrenaline-fueled rush, but not like riding a roller coaster or playing basketball. This had purpose. It had meaning. I was making a difference, part of something greater than myself. We were doing it the right way. No one on the first row laid a hand on the guards in front of them. We weren't rioters, we were protesters. We didn't even want to go inside. We were perfect, right where we were. Because we had a job to do, too. Letting Butterfly's corrupt executives know the people couldn't be silenced. The apparent captain of the Monarch PMC guards seemed uncomfortable with how close we had gotten, though. His uniform was slightly more ornate than the others, and he was in the center of the group. Around the heads, blocking my view, I saw the man clenching his jaw. He then stiffened up straight while intently staring at the male college student chanting in front of him.
"Back it up!"
the captain said, keeping his arms crossed at his chest. Wisely avoiding a fight, the boy took a step back, creating more than enough distance between them to alleviate the problem. But still not happy, the guard uncrossed his arms and gave the boy a quick shove in the chest.
"I said move!"
The boy flew back, caught by the row of people standing directly behind him. Shocked, everyone in the surrounding area immediately stopped chanting, but the rest of the group had no idea and continued. At least until the guards removed the batons at their sides in a single fluid motion. Everyone in the front half of the march saw the unprovoked action, and the nervous tension spiked all around us. I was certainly nervous myself. Why would they just draw their weapons for no apparent reason? But truthfully, I wasn't afraid until I looked over at Christine standing next to me and saw the look of grave concern etched into her face. That was when I heard a gunshot and a bullet whiz past my ear. Everything went to hell.